So after the bit of sport, or bit of honesty yesterday from me about my thoughts on iPadio and the use of social media, their presence in the social media blogosphere, and the way they go about communicating their message, I had some contact from the other director or founder of iPadio. I say the other as opposed to Dr. Mark Smith. The other guy whose name escapes me for the time being. And we exchanged a few messages. It was all quite pleasant. I thought good spirited, and that was that. Even a little joke at the end, I believe. I've just logged into Audioboo to find this, and I'm going to read it out to you because I bet you can't be asked reading it. And so I'm going to read this one, and then I'm going to boo my response. Because I'm not impressed in the slightest. I'm a member of the public using a service and commenting on a company's use of social media. And there's allegations in this comment that are simply not true, that are laced with a very cynical attitude, a cynical approach to this whole thing, and really just confirm my feelings about this company at the minute, which is one that, whilst expressing a very virtuous, very worthy, noble, ethical company focus, wants to learn a bit about communicating on its front door first, I think. So it goes like this. Hi, Colt. I wouldn't have worried about responding to this, as we shouldn't be scrapping, except that it's coming up on Google searches, and actually I do feel it deserves a response, as you feel so strongly. I was quite moved by your story of Audioboo saving your life. I've emphasised that last bit, because it's laughable. The article which upset you was a BBC piece, and whilst the BBC On Air report was a lovely piece about Audioboo, a product which has great merits and a great fan base, the article written included both Save Our Sounds, a BBC project, thanks for telling me that, and iPadio, a competitor. Mark Smith's initial comment was a thank you to Rory for covering the story and a little extra information for him about iPadio. That's not really spamming, is it? Even your MD, Mark Rock, again my emphasis, comments online on articles about Audioboo. I have not accused them of spam. I've accused them of undesirable to me use of social media, my Twitter stream. I understand that for you and your teammates at Audioboo, again, my emphasis, it must be galling to have a competitor make so much noise, but I don't think you can stop journalists writing about iPadio, and I wouldn't understand why you would want to. The fact that there is so much variety out there for user-generated content has to be good for anyone, everyone. Well, this is just simple discourse bending. I've never once said I want to stop journalists writing about iPadio. I've never once complained about a journalist. I've only ever been irritated by the repeat appearances by Dr. Mark Smith poo-pooing anyone else's product and stressing how his has got every single feature under the sun, and that it was you know, we've been doing it first, we've got all the ethical arguments on our side. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. iPadio has come from a great place with great values, working with sports organisations and charities. And look, together we have two great British companies leading the audio revolution. Perhaps working together to get out the message that audio online is the place to be. Much more fun and a whole lot easier than video. And if you're like me and have a face that's perfect for radio, a whole lot less intimidating. We can really make sure that this is a revolution that happens. Well, that's great. Great sense of humour anyway, which is comforting to see. But, again, I'll make my comments about the revolution later on in my response. Final paragraph. iPadio is being used for social media apps. Everyone's very passionate about their product, so let's get on and broadcast to the world that it's now easier than ever to create online audio with a choice of service. Well, all I'd really say to that is that's your job, Mr. iPadio Media Hub, as I'm signed off sick for the next year and have no income from any organisation that has anything to do with social media, simply a few hobbies. So that's what they said. It's shocking to me, this. I've stepped out of forums and onto the wider... Oh, we're at